Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You're listening to Vectis Radio from 104.6 with me, Colvin, and...
me, Chelsea.
And we're joined in the studio by Trevor Cook from Go Internet. Good afternoon, Trevor.
Good afternoon, Calvin. Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Now, besides running one of the island's broadband, which we actually depend on in this station, that's how it all gets to out there to you listeners.
That's it.
But you've come to talk about a different topic, because the telephone system as we know it is going to cease to exist, isn't it?
The PSTN that has been around
the,
for...
the public switch telephone network, yep. For the uninitiated, yeah.
So
been around
it.
since Mr. Bell kind of invented it many years ago.
See, we know we're sat in the room with a proper telecoms veteran now. You might show me up, Calvin.
Well, just for our listeners who don't, I don't know what PSTN or POTS stands for. But anyway... That the old dial-up phone system with wires is disappearing.
It is. It's time to retire it in favour of a newer technology called VoIP, which has been around for longer than you think, actually.
Yeah, Voice over Internet Protocol.
That's it.
Yeah, so that is because we're going to all be on broadband.
Essentially, broadband technology is getting better and better and better. And copper line broadband that we're used to, ADSL, if you like, and FTTC, is being retired. Copper lines are being retired and people are moving over to full fibre.
So that's fibre right into your house.
Which is very fast, very impressive. But of course that means that when you're on a full fibre connection into your house, you no longer have that old-fashioned telephone line.
Does that mean everyone's going to have to buy new phones?
No. We have clever little boxes called ATAs, which is like a little adapter, which you can continue to plug your regular phone into. And anything else that you have in your house that is sort of analog, and that converts it rather cleverly into VoIP to go over the internet. So,
So basically, you can use the cordless phones I've got now at home. Just plug in the base one into the box, and the box plugs it in the internet, and away you go.
Away you go. That's
so, will people have to buy these boxes then?
Well, at Go Internet, we provide them, and I imagine industry wide, that is something that's going to be provided
because. If you've got your phone from, say, BT or your local telephone provider, and you're not a broadband customer, you're just an older person who's just got a phone, that's going to be an awkward one for you, isn't it?
This is where I've got bad news, Calvin. You're going to have a broadband connection to have a phone line come 2025.
OK, so they're going to have to pay broadband prices for their phone.
Correct.
OK, unfortunately, that's not an argument I'm going to get into now, but I can see why the industry's doing it. It makes absolute sense. But I can see some other customers thinking, I didn't want broadband in the first place. But that's an argument for Ofcom, isn't it?
It is indeed. I mean, you know, in some respects as well, there are free VoIP services like Vonage, Sipgate, quite cheap as well. Yeah. So in some respects, it's going to bring about new competition. You don't have to get your telephone service through your old-fashioned phone provider anymore, which is, you know, an interesting...
Well, as an example, all the phones in this studio, well, the ones out there, they plug straight into our Ethernet port, which goes on the broadband.
They do.
The one that comes to our desk, which we used for that lady earlier on, that's got an adapter in it.
That's got an adapter,
because
right.
The desk is an analogue desk, and it doesn't understand about digital phones other than the fact that we've got an adapter. But it works fine. There's no problem with that at all. If you've had experience with things like Skype in the past, that's how it works.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that people have probably been using VoIP for some time, using WhatsApp calling or Facebook calling or various apps that you have on your phone now, and you've probably been using it without even knowing. So,
And if you use things like Zoom, the voice part of that, well, the whole lot of it is voice over internet, but it... You can call Zoom with an ordinary phone if you've got the right codes.
That's it, yeah.
So what's the timescale for this then, Trevor? Should people be panicking about it?
So I think people should be panicking. So the official deadline is the end of 2025. The entire PSTN is due to be turned off. But, you know, there's...
How realistic do you think that is? I mean, do you think the installed base, sorry, I'm getting technical now, the number of phones that are already out there is huge?
It is, and it's difficult to drag people along to adopt new technology, especially businesses and radio studios like this. You know, it's less straightforward than just plugging in an extra box at home, isn't it?
And the other thing that's come to mind, I've just been reminded of, if you've got to have broadband into your house, what happens if you've got a power cut?
Unfortunately, your phone will go off. Although, I have seen some of the BT equipment that they're installing, and it does have a battery backup.
You can either get it with a battery backup or buy a battery backup, but your provider will give you some advice on that.
Well, actually, I don't fully know the regulation on this yet, but there is the regulatory body Ofcom, Office Communications, is it?
Yeah.
We should know that. There's a lot of talk about what service providers will be mandated to provide their customers.
Yes. I mean, historically, and I'm desperate to try not to get into jargon, BT, or its predecessor, the Post Office, was mandated to provide power to your phone, even in the event of a power cut in your house.
Yeah.
And when they changed to some different exchanges, that was going to be withdrawn. Ofcom came down quite hard on that and said, no, you're not going to do that, which is why you've still got power to phones on the old lines. But if you're going to a broadband connection, which is coming via a fibre, which has no wire, it's just a piece of glass.
There's no electric going down the glass.
No, I know. So that's something that needs looking at. But we can reassure listeners that it's all being looked after by Ofcom to make sure no one gets a bad deal out of that.
Oh, 100%, yeah. And I'm sure that will become more clear as time goes on. I think there is an argument to say that the majority of people do have cordless phones at home as well, which also fail in the event of a power cut. So. Yeah.
I think if you've got a mobile phone, keep it fully charged, you'll be fine.
Absolutely.
But if you're worried about that, or if you've got an elderly person that's worried about it, go and talk to your provider about it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And get some advice, get a battery backup.
And most providers will sort something out for you or give you some advice on how to get it sorted out, I would have said.
I would imagine so.
If in doubt, go to the regulator and they'll sort something out for you.
They will definitely sort something out. They have an art of getting action when action is needed.
So we're talking not that many years now to turn off the old system, but it's not going to be done all in one go, is it, Trevor? It's going to be sort of done region by region or area by area, something like that.
Well, it's done by exchange areas, so you would probably know this from your days in the telco industry. And Openreach is sort of releasing exchange areas of a dozen or so at a time, where they're essentially what they're putting a stop selling. So you'll no longer be able to purchase a new analog service. So if you come to the end of your contract and you go to your provider to renegotiate, you might find that you're then bumped onto a newer product.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So you can migrate some of them gradually, as it were.
That's it, yeah.
But for the majority of domestic customers, it's going to happen. They're going to get some kind of letter or something from their provider saying, we're going to change your phone service. This is what's going to happen. Don't panic. We'll sort it out for you.
That's right, yeah, and then hopefully they'll send you some shiny new equipment with some good instructions.
And is that what Go Internet's going to do?
Yeah, well, actually, we'll probably send an engineer for the majority of our local customers.
Yeah.
Certainly on the island to actually help them switch over. We do have a few elderly customers and stuff, and we recognise that they just need a little bit of extra help. Yeah.
I don't want to get into the elderly customer thing because I'm technically an elderly customer. I know what I'm doing. But not all people will know what they're doing, whether they're elderly or not. So they're going to need a bit of help to get this. And then you'll tell them in good time, won't it? Oh, by the way, your phone's being switched off tomorrow.
No. So, I mean, we've actually got access to the new FTTC equivalent, which is called SOGEA. So we're slowly moving some of our customers over to that already, actually, where possible. So,
But my guess is the Isle of Wight's got it's all a link numbering scheme, it's all one number, it'll all go in one go.
I'd imagine that all of the exchanges on the island, they'll stop selling at the same time.
Because
they're stopping selling the analogue services, it doesn't mean that your existing analogue services are going to stop along with it. So there's no need to
You'll get plenty of notice about that.
That's right, yeah.
But if you're an existing broadband customer, it's probably going to be easier because they'll just do something about it. You know, it's such a complicated subject, isn't it?
It's an incredibly vast subject, but we love it.
I'm sure you do. I'm just thinking whoever decided to do that was told they were very brave. But anyway, so if in doubt, contact your provider, but I wouldn't do anything until you hear from them to say that there's going to be a change. But we're talking the next couple of years, we will be getting letters from our providers saying we're going to be changing your phone system.
Yeah, and I think in reality, when contracts come up for renewal, I think that's when providers are probably going to get in touch and say, you know, time to move over to the new way of doing things.
Well, thank you for that, Trevor. Always nice to talk to you.
Absolutely.
And we'll no doubt you'll have quite a bit less hair by the time that changeover's finished.
It's already on its way out, Kelvin. Okay.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.